صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. The Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم, arrived as mercy for all the worlds. It wasn't just adults who reaped the benefits of his mercy, children did too. The greatest and noblest Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was very compassionate towards children. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would call them to meet him, stroke their heads with his merciful palms, and pray for blessings and bounties to be bestowed upon them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham's mother took him to the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stroked his head affectionately and prayed for him to be blessed. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would also delight the children and fill their heart with happiness. It is narrated that the younger brother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a sparrow. That sparrow died. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to his house and said, "What has happened to Abu Umair?" Someone humbly replied, "His sparrow has died." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to him amusingly, O Abu Umair, how is your sparrow? On his return from a journey, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam allowed children to get on his mount, that is, the animal that he was riding. When any child was born and brought to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he prayed for it to be blessed. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam shortened his congregational prayers whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam heard the cry of a child during it. Shafqate Mustafa, marhaba marhaba, rahmate mujtaba, marhaba marhaba, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.